Wanted to bring you on to talk about 666 and why so many people seem to be concerned about this. It's just a number, Scott, isn't it?
Yeah, to me it is. It's just one number among, you know, an infinite set. But it is a fascinating number, George. There's all kinds of interesting things that happen when you start to investigate the numerical aspect of the number, as well as the symbolic and what it's meant through history and what people are trying to make it mean now.
You know, in the biblical days, of course, it represents the sign of the beast or the Antichrist. People concerned about that. There is a movie out coming out very shortly, if it's not out already. I saw the billboards out a few months ago in Los Angeles, and now people have been talking about that. Tremendous concern about this. Police departments, the story I just had before you came on, Scott, concerned that some groups or special interest groups could do something strange. Why the fear behind the number? Is it merely because of the Bible?
Well, that's the only reason it's become a famous number, if you really think about it. And it's taken on a lot of different meanings. Like, people tried to make it a name of a person because it mentions in the Bible that it's a man, the number of a man. It also, there's like the Roman numerals. If you'd have met me, the human calculator, 2,000 years ago, I would have had to use the Roman numerals to calculate, like you asked me to do a moment ago. Not 0 through 9 like we use today, but I, V, X, L, C, D, those numbers. So it really is hard work for the brain to try to calculate with that set of numbers. And so it seems like it was shut off back then. And what's fascinating about the Roman numerals is that if you add those first six Roman numerals up, they add up to exactly 666, 666. And so I think that in itself is symbolic of what that means.
Is there, you know, you've looked at numbers all your life, Scott. Is there some kind of... I don't know. We call it numerology in one respect, but is there some kind of message in all these numbers?
Well, I have found some for myself, but I really find it hard to believe that it's sort of like horoscopes to me. I find it hard to believe that 12 horoscopes satisfy, you know, every person on the planet and fill everybody's destinies. And when you refer to 666 in numerology, you know, the Dewey Decimal System that's used in the libraries, the number is 133.335 for numerology. And if you flip that number around and add them together, you get exactly 666.666.
See, I don't think anything's going to happen on that day, at least with Earth changes. However, I'm not going to rule out the fact that some wacko or some crazed group might do something on that day.
It's an obvious possibility. I sort of look at it as a alarm clock for the human mind, though. I always look at these things mentally, not physically. And I really think that it's a wake-up call for humanity, and it's the time. It seems like it's a very important time in human history, and only with the power of technology today that exists does it seem like all these things can become possible.
So once we get this number behind us, at least next week, the beginning of the week after, next Sunday is June 4th after this week, which, by the way, is my birthday, and then a couple days later we hit 666. Once we get past it, then what? Then what do people say if nothing has happened?
Well, the next thing that comes up on the timetable of the calendar, as far as the public views it, is the date for the Mayan end of time.
2012.
Right, and that's December 21st, 2012, and we're just into that seven-year window of what the Bible refers to as the apocalypse, or, you know, I think it means the changing of the mind, and some people have tried to make it physically happen, but I think there's also a meaning behind it that is for the brain and how we think and how we perceive the world around us.
You've invented a calendar incorporating the number zero in the accounting system, and it also has some kind of tie into the Mayan calendar. What is it?
Right. I was visiting a school, George, back in 99, and a little girl asked me to count by the number 28, and I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for counting by a number faster than a calculator, and I was demonstrating that record, and I got to 336, and then it said 364, and then 392, but I heard myself say 364, and that number stuck in my brain for a second because it, you know, was almost 365. And when I drove home, I sat there and thought about it, and I was like, wow, you know, 13 times 28 is 364. that's almost a perfect year. Why don't they use that? And so I started looking into it. I really hadn't studied about it much, and the Mayan calendar popped up first and foremost because it's a 1328 calendar, and they didn't have a zero day. They did, but they didn't call it zero. They called it the day out of time. And so zero really just wasn't a concept that had taken hold as a number yet. It was still just nothing. And so I believe that incorporating zero into the calendar is the next step for human consciousness in regards to understanding time. And so I've invented a calendar that incorporates zero as a month, a day, and a year. And it makes the year line up perfectly so that instead of me being the human calendar, and you tell me any date in history and I can tell you what day of the week it was on, now with this calendar, everyone would be able to know what day of the week every date is on every month of every year.
It's always the same.
Every month, one is Monday, two is Tuesday, 28 is Sunday.
So let's make sure the holidays always end up on a Friday or something like that.
Well, because of the leap problem, it allows for a skip in the calendar. So if we don't want to have such a rigid timekeeping system where everybody's birthday is always the same day of the week every year, we could always use that to make it float around so that we could all experience weekend birthdays.
All right, I'm going to see if I can give you an event, and you can tell me what day. But I want to make sure it's not so obvious.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see.
Let's start with 20th century, and I'll get my brain warmed up here as we go. So just like, you know, a birthday or a wedding or some day that you might remember.
You mean a birthday? It's got to be somebody you know, too, right?
No, anybody, any date. Go ahead, you know, just...
All right, me. June 4, 1950.
That was a Saturday, Sunday.
I was born on a Sunday.
You were June 4th, 1950. You turned 50 in 2000. That was on a Sunday.
Well, that's very good.